This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Friday night that Hurricane Dorian has strengthened into a Category 4 storm and called it extremely dangerous. Before leaving for Camp David, President Donald Trump said that he is monitoring the situation.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain and even 10 to 15. But remember, don't focus on just the exact areas. That can shift back and forth depending on the track. And also the storm surge. We're going to be running some models over the next couple of days. Typical Cat 4, you can see 10 foot plus a storm surge.
That is Ken Graham with National Hurricane Center. And the president also spoke on the matter.
Hurricane is roaring and it could be a big one. We're hoping that it maybe makes a right and goes up north, but that's about a 5% chance. It's not looking good.
Forecasters say Dorian is packing sustained winds of 215 kilometers per hour as it turns toward Florida's east coast. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said that he will not surrender even after he was charged with by Hong Kong police with organizing an illegal protest on Friday. Lucy Fielder reports.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder, this is VOA News. Pakistani prime ministers call for the country to show solidarity with Kashmiris by standing outside their homes, shops, and offices for 30 minutes Friday seemed to receive a lackluster response. Many questioned its efficacy. When asked whether he will leave his shop and stand outside, another shopkeeper said he will follow what others in the market do, but added that he did not understand the actions. Prime Minister Imran Khan had announced the measure to protest India stripping the part of Kashmir under its control of its special status, depriving the region of granted autonomy. To avoid retaliation from the local population, the Indian government deployed thousands of additional security personnel, announced a curfew, suspended all phone service, and shut down television channels, effectively cutting off the region from the rest of the world. Uganda Friday evening repatriated 5 Congolese people who had contact with a 9-year-old Congolese Ebola victim who died, Halima Athumani reports from VOA.
Uganda's health ministry Friday evening repatriated 5 Congolese contacts of a 9-year-old girl with Ebola to the Democratic Republic of Congo. The girl, also of Congolese origin, traveled with her mother from Goma in the DRC on Wednesday and entered Uganda through the Mpondwe border post for medical care. Dr. Joyce Moriku Kaduchu, Uganda's state minister for primary health care, said even though Wera's Kasese district has full capacity to handle a disease outbreak, including Ebola, it was too late to save the girl. The health ministry has reassured the public that the current threat poses no major risks to the rest of the country. Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
U.S. health officials are warning users of e-cigarettes to reconsider their habit of vaping, noting a rise in the number of respiratory illnesses linked to the practice. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that they are investigating 215 cases of a serious lung disease possibly related to the use of e-cigarettes. Officials say the cause of the illnesses are not yet known, but noted that in some of the cases, patients used e-cigarette products that contain THC, which is the substance found in marijuana. Most of the patients have recovered from the mysterious illness. However, last week, the first death was reported from the disease. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voice of the OAA.